Shivaya.
Chapter 15, titled The Killing of Dhenukasura, the Ass Demon. Text number one. Please repeat. Trishukuvacha.
Trishukuvacha.
Tateschapo. Tateschapo Ganda. Vayashrito Braje.
Tateschapo Ganda. Vayashrito Braje.
Tateschapo Ganda. Vayashrito braje.
Tateschapo ganda. Vayashrito braje.
Babuva tusto. Pasupala samuto.
Babuva tusto. Pasupala samuto.
Babuva tusto. Pasupala samuto.
Babuva tusto. Pasupala samuto.
Gascharayanto. Saki be samam padaya.
Gascharayanto, saki be samam padaya.
Gascharayanto, saki be samam padaya.
Gascharayanto, saki be samam padaya.
Vrindavanam punyam ataiva chakratu.
Vrindavanam punyam ataiva chakratu.
Vrindavanam punyam ataiva chakratu.
Vrindavanam punyam ataiva chakratu.
Shishuka uvacha.
Shishuka uvacha.
Tateschapo ganda vayashrito braje.
Tateschapo ganda vayashrito braje. Babuva tusto pasupala samato.
Gascharayanto saki bhi samampadaye.
Gascharayanto saki bhi samampadaye.
Vrindavanam punyam ataiva chakratu.
Vrindavanam punyam ataiva chakratu.
Shishuka uvacha.
Shishuka uvacha.
Tateschapo ganda
vayashrito braje.
Babuva tusto pasupala samato.
Babuva tusto pasupala samato.
Gascharayanto saki bhi samampadaye.
Gascharayanto saki bhi samampadaye.
Vrindavanam punyam ativa chakratu.
Vrindavanam punyam ativa chakratu.
Any Matajis?
Tateschapo ganda vayashrito braje.
Tateschapo ganda vayashrito braje.
Babuva tusto pasupala samato.
Babuva tusto pasupala samato.
Gascharayanto saki bhi samampadaye.
Gascharayanto saki bhi samampadaye.
Shishuka
uvacha.
Shishukadeva Goswami said.
Sita.
Then. Cha.
And.
Pogandavaya.
Pogandavaya.
On the age of Poganda.
The age of Poganda.
Were 6 to 10.
Yes.
Shrito,
Shrito,
attaining,
attaining.
Braje,
Braje,
in Vrindavan,
Babuvatu,
Babuvatu.
They,
Ram and Krishna,
became,
to,
the
two of them,
the two of them.
Pasupala,
Pasupala,
as cowherds. words.
Samato.
Samato.
Appointed.
Appointed.
Gaha.
Gaha.
The cows.
Cows.
Chareganto.
Chareganto.
Tending.
Tending.
Sakibihi.
Sakibihi.
Samam.
Samam.
Along with their friends.
Along with their friends.
Padai.
Padai.
With the marks of their feet.
With the marks of their feet.
Vrindavanam.
Vrindavanam.
Sri Vrindavan.
Sri Vrindavan.
Punyam.
Punyam.
Auspicious.
Auspicious.
Ataiva.
Ataiva.
Extremely.
Extremely.
Chakratu.
Chakratu.
They made.
They made.
Translation, Shukadev Goswami said, when Lord Ram and Lord Krishna attained the age of Poganda, here Lord Ram means Balaram, when they attained the age of Poganda, 6 to 10, while living in Vrindavan, the cowherd men allowed them to take up the task of tending the cows. Engaging thus in the company of their friends, the two boys rendered the land of Vrindavan most auspicious by imprinting upon it the marks of their lotus feet. Purport by Zvaingrace, by followers of Srila Prabhupada. Lord Krishna wanted to encourage his cowherd boyfriends who had been swallowed by Agasura and then stolen by Lord Brahma. They need some encouragement. They had a rough day. Therefore, the Lord decided to bring them into the palm tree forest called Talavan, where there were many delicious ripe fruits. Since Lord Krishna's spiritual body had apparently grown slightly in age and strength, the senior men of Vrindavan, headed by Nanda Maharaj, decided to promote Krishna from the task of herding calves to the status of a regular cowherd boy. He would now take care of the full-grown cows, bulls, and oxen. Out of great affection, Nanda Maharaj had previously considered Krishna too small and immature to take care of the full-grown cows and bulls. It is stated in the Kartik Mahatmya section of the Padma Purana, Sukastami Katiketu Smita Gospastami Budai Taddinad Vasudevo Bhud Gopa Purvam Tu Vatsapa. Quote, the eighth lunar day of the bright fortnight of the month of Kartik is known by authorities as Gopastami. From that day, Lord Vasudev served as a cowherd, whereas previously he attended the calves. The word padai indicates that Lord Krishna blessed the earth by walking on her surface with his lotus feet. The Lord wore no shoes or other foot gear, but walked barefoot in the forest, giving great anxiety for the girls of Vrindavan, who feared that his soft lotus feet would be injured. I don't think we'll do the next verse. I'll just do this one. It's easier for me to focus on this. But we'll do the song in a few minutes. Okay? Gora draganya gana go to goloru haram goranga guru tamagopya de kopa briksham Gopala Gada Rati Dam Yati Singha Gora Govinda Deshika Varam Satatam Namami Vansha Kopa Dhrubhishcha Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Patita Nam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Adaita Gadadha Shri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Krishna Rama Rama It's a nice prayer, which is part of the Mangalacharna prayers of Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami that he gives to his very famous book, Govinda Lilamrita. And his expression is very appropriate for us today because he speaks about the cows. And this katana of ours is like a cow. He says, Madasya Maru Sanchara, Kinam Gan Kokuru Mukam, Santa Pushnabi Mam Snigda Karna Kasra Sanido. He says that this kata that we have today is just like a cow that wants to go to Vrindavan. Please don't mind me saying so, but cows don't like to stay in Germany. It's a dangerous place. They want to go to Vrindavan. So this cow, in the form of our kata, it wants to go to Vrindavan, but there's a problem. It's a long journey. And as this poor cow of our kata is on the way in this journey, it's suffering in the desert of my tongue. So all of you, please give relief to this poor cow. Huh? He says that Santa Pushnavimam Snigda. Snigda means affectionate. All of you, please be affectionate to me. And he addresses it here as this Santa. Santa doesn't mean Santa Claus. Right? But Santa means saintly persons. My dear saintly devotees, Santa Pushna Imam Snigda Karna Kasra Sanido. Please give shelter to this cow and give it some water to drink in the form of the cooling ponds of your ears. Similarly, there's a nice prayer we'd like to offer at this point from Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. This is at the end of his commentary on the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam. This is his closing words, and it's very appropriate also. Madgavirapi Gopala, Sri Kuryat Kripaya Jadi, Tadayava Sampaya Pipva, Risha Yustat Priya Janaha. So again, he speaks about the cows, and in particular the cowherd boy, Krishna. Madgavirapi Gopala, my dear Krishna, my dear Madan Mohan, you're famous as a cowherd boy. So you please accept and maintain the cows in the form of my words today. This is our prayer to Madan Mohan. You please personally drink the milk from those cows and inspire others to do the same. So today is a beginning of a very auspicious festival, the appearance day of Lord Sri Krishna. And on this day, we want to have Krishna appear in our hearts. Srila Jiva Goswami speaks about the appearance of Krishna in his Krishna Sandarbha. And he says that Krishna has two categories of pastimes, two categories of leelas, which are known as prakat and aprakat, manifest pastimes and unmanifest pastimes. But Krishna's present in both. He was present personally 5,000 years ago in his prakat lila. But he's also present in his aprakat lila. Only we can't always see him. And Jiva Goswami gives a little technical explanation. It'll just take a minute. Fasten your safety belt, you'll survive. He says there's two types of aprakat lila. Mantrapasana mui, which means pastimes which are evoked by chanting a mantra. And Jiva Goswami says that those pastimes, they're like a pond of water, or they're like a still photo. And the second type of aprakat lila is his vairasik, sarvasiki lila. And that sarvasiki lila is just like the flow of a river. And Jiva Goswami, he describes that sometimes the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they take advantage of the mantrapasana moi, pastimes of Krishna, to enter into the swarasiki lila of Krishna. And this is our purpose in taking part in this Janmashtami function. We want to see Krishna. We want to experience Krishna. In the third canto of the Bhagavatam, chapter 9, text 11, it's described, Tvam bhakti yoga paribhavita ritsaroja ase sutekshita pato nanunata panta. He says there that Krishna appears in the heart, as Maharaj was speaking this morning. It's an interesting thing if you study the Srimad Bhagavatam and the way it speaks about the avirbhav of Krishna in the prison of Kamsa and the Janma Leela of Krishna in Gokul. Because there's only one place where the Bhagavatam says that Krishna's nabhi, the navel cord to the mother was cut. And that was in Gokul, not in Mathura. And it's a long discussion. We spoke previously about that. Krishna is a son of Yashoda, not of Devaki. But it's said there in the Bhagavatam that Krishna was transferred from the mind of Vasudeva to the mind of Devaki. And then he entered into her womb. But when it speaks about Nanda Maharaj, Krishna was transferred from the heart of Nanda Maharaj to the heart of Yashoda. There's a difference in the appearance of Krishna in Braj and the appearance of Krishna in Mathura. So our acharyas, they quote this verse, Bhagavatam 3.9.11, that Aseshuta Ikshita Pato. This is the pata, the path, Shuta Ikshita, the path of seeing with our ears. And what is the purpose of these katha? I don't like to call it class. It's a common translation that we use in English. A worse translation is preaching, which has a negative connotation. Look it up in the English dictionary. The second definition is some derogatory or pushy kind of thing that you do with people. But this is katha. In katha, the purpose of it is for the audience and the speaker to enter into samadhi. Yakshagadeva Swami and Maharaj Pariksha did. And the pastimes of Krishna appear before them. And there's many different stories about that, illustrating it. I don't want to go in that direction right now because there's a lot of things we'd like to share with you today. But this is our purpose. We want to enter into these leelas. And we enter into them through the path of our ears. We see them through the ears. And Krishna says, this is my mercy. This is my great mercy. This is how Krishna manifests. So this verse, 10th canto, chapter 15, text 1, speaks about Tatascha Pogandavaya. The Poganda Leela is beginning in this chapter. Krishna, as we described yesterday, has three divisions to his Braj Leela, Kumara Leela, in the age of 1 to 5, and that Kumara Leela is especially the object of affection of Mother Yashoda and the elderly gopis of Braj. And Krishna adopts all the elderly gopis of Braj. And he goes to everyone's home. And he steals makkhan. It's a little hard sometimes for people to understand outsiders. We say, yes, God is a little boy and he's a thief. He steals butter. Right, sure. People have a very difficult time to understand that. But try to look at it in this perspective. Krishna is Bhavagrahi Janardhan. His nature is he's controlled by the love of his devotees. And the ladies of Gokul, although they complained to Mother Yashoda, hey, Vrindavan Rani, your Gopal, he's coming again and again to our house, and he's causing all kinds of trouble. Sometimes, when we're going to milk the cows, he unties the calves. And the calves, then they run to their mothers, and we're trying to milk the mother, and the calf is coming. If you've ever milked a cow or watched a gwala, a cowherd person, milk a cow, those baby calves are quite intense. And that's why they tie them off to the side. Krishna comes and unties them. And Krishna comes and he begs from this makkhan. And if we don't give it to him, then he comes and he steals it. And if we catch him and tell him not to do this, then he threatens us. And sometimes he comes to our house, and if he doesn't find any makkhan, then he becomes frustrated and he passes urine and stool in the corner. This is one reason why you can't imitate the pastimes of Krishna. You won't be very popular. He passes urine and stool in the corner, and sometimes he goes and he pinches the sleeping babies. Now, for any mothers who are here, a sleeping baby is sacred. For those who've raised a child, sleeping, he pinches them and wakes them up. Or sometimes he pours water in their ears. If we don't give him any milk, it sounds like some kind of terrorist activity. But it's understandable if we think of Krishna as Bhava Grahi Janardhan. He appreciates the love of his devotees. And all the Brijvasi ladies, when they're milking the cows, they're thinking, if Yashoda Rani's boy would just come today, I would give him this milk. This milk would be for him. And when they're heating that milk and they're making dahi yogurt, and paneer, and ghee and things, they're thinking about Krishna and actually desiring that Krishna would come and take those offerings. We see a common feature in all of Krishna's pastimes in Braj, whether it's his Kumara Leela from the age of 1 to 5, or his Poganda Leela from the age of 6 to 10, or his Kishore Leela from the age of 11 to 15. In all three categories of these pastimes, the cows of Vrindavan are very prominent. From the day of Krishna's appearance, when Nanda Maharaj gave away thousands and millions of cows in charity to all the Brahmins. And as we spoke yesterday, the house of every Brahmin then became a place of Saravi cows. To Krishna's going and stealing makkhan, butter, and yogurt and things from the gopis, to his Poganda Leela. And yesterday we spoke something about Krishna herding the baby calves. Krishna was quite insistent with his mother and father, please let me go out and herd the calves. Finally they agreed, but you have to stay very, very close. And they're just little calves. Those little calves are also very, very cute, very sweet. They're just little babies. And they would just be just within seeing distance of Nanda Maharaj's home. But when Krishna attained the age of about 6, his Poganda Leela began. And this verse speaks about that. And Krishna then, he began to take care of the cows. And therefore, the Padma Purana is quoted in Hari Bhakti Vilas about Gopastami, the Sukla Ashtami, or the bright lunar day, bright 8th day of the lunar month, of the month of Kartik, is known as Smita Gopastami Budai. Wise persons know this as the festival of Gopastami. And it's a very, very wonderful festival. This verse speaks about it. This is when Krishna and Balaram first began to go out and herd the cows. One of my most cherished memories was Shamagash, maybe 20 years ago, when we went to Nandagam one year. And we just happened to be there. It was during the month of Kartik, and we didn't realize it was a special festival. It was Gopastami. And in Nandagam, that's the big festival of the year. And they bring two young boys out, dressed as Krishna and Balaram, and they take them to different places around Nandagam, and they sing Lila Kirtans about the festival of Gopastami. And it's a very popular festival with all the young boys. They also dress up like cowherd boys. It's not very hard for them to dress up like that because they are cowherd boys. And there's sweets distributed, and those boys, they steal the sweets. That's part of the festival, a very important part. They steal those sweets each time. It's a very, very wonderful program. The boys dress as Krishna and Balaram and go to different places, and they offer arti to them, because you're actually Krishna and Balaram. And they give them different sweets and things to eat. It's a very, very popular festival with those boys. So, Krishna and Braj, he's bound up with the love of the devotees. There's a nice verse, which I don't recall, in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, where Sanatana Goswami says that some people think that the Brijvasis were attached and bewildered out of their love for Krishna. And he says, it's not true. Rather, it's just the opposite. That it's Krishna who becomes bewildered. and bound up by the love of the Brijbasis. So much so, Narad Muni was speaking, the verse says that I had to remind him, remember, Pritanaya Sadhanam Vinashaya Duduskritam Dharma Samsarpanartaya, you have some work to do. Go kill the demons, Sishupal, Dantavakra, all these bad demons are there. You have to deliver the devotees, Vasudeva and Devaki and others, the Pandavas. And you have to establish the principles of religion. You have to speak Bhagavad Gita. And Krishna said, oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Because he becomes bewildered by the love of Vrindavan. So, up to this point, Krishna had been taking care of the baby calves. And he was just going a short distance, so Mother Yashoda could always see him. But Krishna was wanting to go all over Braj, because there were so many devotees in Vrindavan. All the residents are devotees. The trees, the plants, the birds, the deer. And everyone wanted to have darshan of Krishna. Everyone was crying, when will we be able to see Krishna? And understanding their desire and wanting to bless them, to give them his darshan and satisfy their hearts, Krishna wanted to go out and herd the cows. And there's a wonderful song about this. Actually, two songs. Two wonderful Leela Kirtans, which we're going to print coming up in our Krishna Katamrita Bindu magazine. So this is kind of a preview. And we can sing them together. This first song is Krishna speaking to his mother. And this is a song composed by the Gaudiya Vaishnava poet named Vipradas. Now, if you study Gaudiya Vaishnava Sangheet, or songs, there's a wonderful book called Padakalpa Taru, which is compiled in the 1850s by Gokulananda Sen. It's three volumes. Each volume is about this fat. And it's just wonderful, amazing songs. From the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the devotees who lived shortly after. But one thing about these songs, it's not so straightforward or so easy all the time, because the nature of Gaudiya Vaishnava is they don't like to become famous. And many times we don't really know very much about the authors. Such is the case with the author of this song. His name is Vipradas. Means a servant of the Brahmins. We don't know if he was born in a Brahmin family, what kind of family, but it's generally accepted that he lived in Devipur near Ranihat. And Vipradas, he compiled, we know of about 6 or 8 songs written by him, Padakalpa Taru and other song books. He's a famous Vaishnava, although we don't know much about him. He's the person who originated the Ranihati style of kirtan, one famous style of kirtan. So, since Gokulananda Sen compiled this book in the early 1850s, he had to live before then, probably in the 1700s, or perhaps shortly after the disappearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we're going to sing this song, and then we're going to sing a song right after it by another poet whose name is Yadavendra Das. He was a Gaudiya Vaishnava Brahmin. We also don't know much about him, except that he was born in the first half of the 1700s. He was an inhabitant of a village called Harispur, near Surya in the Birbhum district of West Bengal. And he's known to have written about 9 or 10 songs, all of which speak about Krishna's pastimes with the cows. So, these songs are very, very wonderful. Let's enter them together. Shri Guru Nitai Thank you. Alaka tilaka bali manamala deha gali singa vetu venu hate. Put some tilak on my head, put a garland on me, and I need all the paraphernalia. Just like young boys when they're growing up, sometimes they like to dress like a policeman or a doctor. And if they're going to dress like a policeman, they have to have a toy gun and some handcuffs. You have to have the paraphernalia. So Krishna says, so today I'm going to be a cowherd boy. So you have to give me all the paraphernalia, a horn to call the cows, give me a stick to threaten them with, and a flute, put that in my hand. And Mother Yashoda, she's hesitating. She doesn't want to dress him like this. She doesn't want to see her Gopal going out like this. And then Krishna starts becoming impatient, and he says, Balaram, Subhai, all the boys had gone ahead on the Rajpath on the path, the king's path, to herd the cows. Bhishma, Arjun, Jan, all these boys are there. Bhishma, Arjun, Kinkini, Amsuman, Sajya, Sabai, Goshti Jai, they're all ready to go and herd the cows. They're all dressed. They're waiting for me. Mata, I have to go. Gopale Rakata Suni Sujala Naya Neda She began to weep, she began to cry and cry. And then Achaitani Dharani Lotai, imagining, thinking about her Gopal out there with those big, huge cows with big horns and hooves that might step on him. Out there with so many demons in the forest and so many thorns and rocks and things with his bare feet. Mother Yashoda, she fell down to the ground in a faint. She was sinking, Or the poet Vipardas is saying, Chanchala Bahuri Sane, Kemana Daibi Vani Komala Dukani Rangapai. How can Krishna's lotus feet keep up with these calves who are very chanchala? They're very, very restless. They're running here and there in the forest. Komala Dukani Rangapai. Krishna's lotus feet is so soft. Therefore, Vipardas, he says, Vipardasa gosa boli, ebayasa goste, not gote, goste daily, praniki dharite paramai. How can Mother Yashoda tolerate if you go to herd the cows? So, the poet Yadavendra Das has written a song which is kind of a continuation of this pastime. What does Mother Yashoda say in reply? And this is the pastime which is taking place in this 10th canto, chapter 15, text 1, where Krishna's Poganda Leela begins on the day of Gopastami. Mother Yashoda tells your boy, Amara sapati lage, adahiya pira bhagi, adahiya. You're the my life. Right? You're the life of my life. You promise I can't stop you. For some time previously, Jiva Goswami describes that it was Nanda Maharaj who was personally taking out his cows. And why are the Brijbasis taking care of their cows? Because they want to have milk products for Krishna. Krishna gets so much pleasure from that. Previous to this day, Nanda Maharaj was personally taking out his own cows to the field and watching over them every day. And Krishna was growing up and seeing his father, and just like every little boy wants to be like his father, Papa, I also want to go out with the cows. I'm a big boy now. I'm 6 years old. My Poganda Leela has come. I'm very, very old now. Actually, our acharyas describe that Krishna, his Kishore Leela is the most famous pastimes in Vrindavan. It's his Kishore Leela when Krishna is with Radharani. But Krishna cheated. And he began his Kishore Leela in his Poganda age. And we'll speak something more about that. You can't really distinguish between the Poganda Leela and the Kishore Leela. And even Krishna, it's another story which I don't think I should speak about in a mixed company, but sometimes Krishna exhibits his Kishore Leela even during his Bala Leela as a little baby. Can we say that? Can everybody digest it? Rupa Goswami speaks about it. Huh? He says that once some of the elderly gopis, they came and they were complaining to Mother Yashoda, Yashoda, you're Gopal? He's stealing our makkhana. And Gopal's like a two-year-old boy at that time. And Mother Yashoda said, Gopal, how much butter did you steal? Tell me the truth now. And little Gopal, he's sitting on the lap of Dinesh the Gopi. And he reaches over and he grabs her breast. And he says, this much? Krishna's very, very naughty. He begins his Kishore Leela at a very, very early age. So Mother Yashoda, she's saying, Krishna, you're my life of my life. You're my dark jewel. You're my Nilamani. Promise that you won't run before the cows. Promise me you're going to stay behind the cows. This is one reason why Krishna stays behind the cows, because his mother asked him to. And yesterday we spoke something about this, how Krishna always comes behind the cows. Krishna always comes behind the Vaishnavas. When the cows are coming, you know Krishna's coming. When the Vaishnavas are coming, you know Krishna's coming. The Vaishnavas herald the arrival of Krishna. Krishna doesn't go before the Vaishnavas. It's not that Shishirada, Mud, and Mohan just appeared here one day in Germany and then the devotees came afterwards. The devotees come first and Krishna comes afterwards. So Mother Yashoda, she told her little boy, she said, you should herd the cows very close by so that I can hear the sound of your flute from the house. Then I'll get some encouragement. Thinking to herself, I don't think I can trust Gopal. Gopal's very, very chanchala. He's very mischievous. He doesn't obey me very well. Sometimes Krishna and the boys are going out to play, and it's lunchtime, and Nanda Maharaj won't take his lunch unless he can look at the beautiful moon-like face of his Gopal. So Mother Yashoda, she sends one of the maidservants out to bring Gopal. But Gopal, he refuses to go. He won't come back because he's playing with his friends. He's with the calves. Krishna's having so much fun. So then Mother Yashoda, she sends Rohini to go out there. And Rohini goes out and she says, Gopal, you come back right now. And Krishna hesitates. Oh, this is Rohini. It's a serious business. Maybe I should listen to her. And then the boys, they saw Krishna's about to go back. And they say, Krishna, If you go home right now, we're not going to play with you anymore. And then Krishna, he runs away from Rohini. And Rohini can't capture him. And then Yashoda comes. Kanu, Kanu, come here. And Krishna's very obedient to Mother Yashoda. And he comes. So Mother Yashoda is always worried about Krishna. He's very mischievous, very chanchala, very active. So she depends on Balaram. So she begins to speak to Balaram. Balai dhai vyagi, hey Balaram, you go. Balaram will stay in front of you. And all the other boys, Sridham and Sudham, very powerful boys. Sridham is the elder brother, Srimati Radharani. They'll stay on your sides of you. And you stay amongst them. Tumitar majid haya, sangi chada nahoyed. Sangi chada nahoyed. Don't leave their association. You stay with them very, very carefully and don't go here and there. Paul, you listen to me. It's very dangerous out there. There may be demons out there. You be very, very careful and listen to your brother, Balaram. Whenever you get hungry, you should immediately eat. Don't hesitate at all. And watch where you walk because the path is full of thorns. I want you to put your hand on my head and make a promise on the head of your mother that you're not going to agree to anyone's request that you take care of big cows. You just take care of the small cows. And then we'll let you go out on this Gopastami day. You should listen. These are the pleas of your mother. You should pay attention to what your mother says. My mother used to tell me that also. Taki hachadura chai minatakwari chai. You stay in the shade. Don't go outside of the shade. The sun is too bright, too hot. And she says, I want you to take Yadavendra with you. Now, Yadavendra is the author of the song. This is Yadavendra's, his meditation. Mother Yashoda is telling Krishna, take Yadavendra with you. And Yadavendra, he'll carry your shoes. And whenever there's some thorns or some need for shoes, he'll give you the shoes. That's his service. That's Yadavendra's service. No? Yadavendra Sangha Brahma Bani Hare Tuna. of Gopāstami, when Krishna turned 6 years of age. Now, just prior to this, we see another beautiful example of how Krishna was so attached to the cows. You see, in Braj, everyone has so much love for Krishna. All the girls wanted to marry Krishna. All the elderly gopis, they have this secret desire to, you know, you can turn it off. They had this desire, if Krishna was my son, then I could offer my breast to him. I could give Krishna my breast. And all the cows, they were also thinking, if Krishna would just be our little boy. And sometimes Krishna, he, as a little baby, he sees Nanda Baba and the elderly cowherd men milking the cows. And Krishna understands that milk is coming from. So sometimes he goes over there to the cow and he puts his mouth up on the udder of the cow. And just like he does with Mother Yashoda, he starts drinking from the udder of the cow. And that cow becomes completely, completely blissed out and starts releasing so much milk in the mouth of baby Krishna. To facilitate this pastime, to reciprocate with the desire of all the Vrajvasis, Krishna made some arrangement that Lord Brahma would kidnap all the boys and the calves. And we know Lord Brahma took them away for 1 minute of his time, 1 moment. And he came back, it was 1 year on this planet. And during that year, that was the year that all the gopis got married, according to our acharyas. Krishna took the form of all those cowherd boys. And Krishna took the form of all the calves. And Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur describes in one wonderful purport that Krishna was drinking that milk, but that milk is described in the Bhagavatam as Sudha, nectar. And Krishna, it wasn't ordinary milk, it's personified love. And Krishna was drinking that milk and becoming completely intoxicated. To say something a little down to earth for all of us, milk is consciousness. Milk is love. When a mother sees her baby, the milk automatically begins to pour from the breast. And there's even stories of Mother Yashoda seeing Krishna later on in Dwarka, and the milk just starts pouring from her breast, even though she hasn't breastfed him in 20 years or more. But she just has so much love for her boy. But if you take the baby away from the mother, if you do some terrible thing to the baby, then what happens to the consciousness of that milk? The mother is full of anxiety. It's for this reason that a lot of Vaishnavas today, they don't like to drink store-bought milk because it's full of toxins in the form of the anxiety of the mother. The mother cow is being forced to give that milk. And it's a social discussion. Yesterday, Sachinanda Maharaj was speaking with me about this. And sometimes devotees, they want to speak about this in terms of Siddhanta. But I don't agree. I don't think it's a Siddhantic discussion. Should we drink milk? Should we not drink milk? You can't find any Shastric discussion like that. You can't find any direct answers from Srila Prabhupada that will satisfy both sides of this discussion. Generally, Prabhupada said to drink milk. He even said drink milk if it has fish oil in it, because it's important to drink milk. And he also said those cows get benefit. But Srila Prabhupada also said that all the members of this Krishna conscious movement, we should work to help promote cow protection. And as the Bhagavatam says, anvaya veti redkabhyam yashat sarvata sarvata, the Bhagavatam describes things in two ways, directly and indirectly. So in a similar way, directly or indirectly, we can all take part in cow protection. Directly, we can keep cows. Not always so easy here in Germany for a lot of people. It's not like some of, we have a friend in Bhubaneswar, she has, her house is, about half the size of this temple room. And she has two cows inside her house. There's a small little room there and she takes care of them. And she lets them go out in the street and they come back every day at the end of the day. So she's directly taking care of cows. But I think the municipality here will have a problem with that. We try to do that. But indirectly, we can take care in other ways. I've spoken to older people in India, and it's a wonderful thing. Even 50 years ago, practically every street, every suburban street in India was a common feature. There would be a trough, two troughs. one of water and the other of vegetable scraps. The people, when they finish cutting their carrots, the part that they don't cook with, the part of their broccoli they don't use, the part of their cabbage they don't use, or whatever, they put that in those troughs. And this is their love to the cows. And the cows, they always had something to eat. But today, everyone is so busy with the internet and working and trying very hard to go to America so they can make money, 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 you know, that there's no time. Nobody's thinking about that today. But we should think about the cows. And anvaya beti rekabiyam, either directly or indirectly, let's take care of the cows. Huh? The milk that we purchase from the store, we like to purchase it because it's not so expensive. I don't know, how much is a liter of milk in Germany? Does anybody know?
No.
Someone tell me? 1 liter costs how much?
17 euros.
17 euros, what?
No.
70 cents.
Right, less than 1 euro. Okay. That's because the government subsidizes a lot of the milk. They give money to help the farmers to keep the price down. And protected cow milk may cost you 3 or 4 euros. Per liter, something that, because it takes a lot of money to protect that cow. But we should support that activity. And after so many, many years of our society today, some devotees, I don't want to chastise anyone myself, but I'll quote Shiva Ram Maharaj and let him chastise all of us. What he did in Budapest is amazing. We go to Hungary every so often, Krishna Kundishan. And I remember going there 1 year to Budapest, and we were horrified to find they'd stopped offering milk products to the deities. And I was thinking to myself, okay, it's nice, you don't want to support cow slaughter and that kind of milk, but this is the deities, it should be milk for growing tithe. And they were offering almond milk, sweet rice, and things like that. And we found out later what had happened. Shiva Ram Maharaj told all the devotees, see, he was pushing them for years, you should take care of the cows, get cows, have our cow milk for the deities, and the devotees weren't doing it. Why should we do it? We can spend 70 cents on a liter of milk from the shop. Why should we work so hard to take care of the cows? So Maharaj just said, okay, no milk products until you get it together. And it took them about a year. But the devotees had a lot of inspiration. And to this day now in Budapest, Shishi Rani Thai, they're getting regular milk products. They have nice burfi and sweet rice and things from the farm there. And the devotees, they have nice milk products in there. This is a measure of our society. Srila Prabhupada, in 1976, in Vrindavan, during the famous Vanashram college walks, he was speaking about his desire for Vanashram Dharma. He said that first we should have a center in the city, and you open, you get a storefront, you get an apartment, and you get some people, and then after you've done that, the next thing is you should buy some property and you should have cows. And the devotees should begin. They should come together in a community. Another interesting thing, community is a big topic for me, I like very much. Prabhupada's vision of community wasn't that everybody was going to be shifting and moving around every 2 weeks, but rather it would be the same devotees staying in the same place, growing up and taking care of and being responsible. It's required. And this is something that we need for our society, for our preaching, because people, most of them, if you haven't noticed, not so many people interested to live in the temple today, but everybody's interested in community. And everybody'd like to see how communities are going. So this is just a little sidetrack note about the cows and taking care of them. So Krishna was drinking the milk of all the ladies of Braj. And of all the cows of Braj for that year, fulfilling their desire. And for Krishna, it was nectar. It wasn't just nice milk because they'd eaten some good grass. But they all had so much love for Krishna because milk is consciousness. And milk nourishes the consciousness. And as a society, it's important for us to try to go in the direction where we can provide cow protection and have some system where we can provide proper ahimsa milk for the devotees. So around this time, shortly after this, some of the cows were getting a little older, and it means they stopped nursing from their mothers. So at that time, as any villager in India can tell you, that's when you send them with the cows, with the big cows. And similarly, some of the little boys, now they become a little older, a little stronger, And it was time that they should go with the older men. But there was a problem in Vrindavan at that time. Because no matter how hard they tried, they couldn't force those baby calves to go with the older cows, even though they were a little older now. They wanted to be with Krishna. And suddenly the boys had been playing with Krishna. Now they're a little bit older. And they're saying, now you can go with the older men. No. Everyone was refusing to go. And in Vrindavan, there was a big discussion going on. It was a big problem. How are we going to take care of the cows? Because this is the beginning of Poganda Lila. Govatsak, Krishna's Govatsak. And it's Komara Lila. He's a little boy, 4 or 5 years old. 4-year-old boy taking care of the cows. They'd arrest you here in Germany for working the children too much. But Krishna's getting so much pleasure from it. And in Eastern countries, we see the children, they, as we mentioned yesterday, they become much, much more mature, much quicker in this way. And they feel some happiness. I'm contributing something. I remember, as a side note, I was 8 years old when I got my first job. And I was delivering newspapers on a bicycle. And I got my first paycheck. I didn't know, my first money. I didn't know, what do you do with it? I went to like a 7-Eleven kind of store, and I purchased a frozen pie, and I brought it to my mother, because I wanted to contribute something to the house. And children have that natural tendency, and that comes from Krishna. Although Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he wants to contribute. He wants to help Nandamas. He sees his father going out every day and taking care of those cows. And Krishna wants to be like his father. He wants to contribute something. So these cows, at this day, that Govatsak Krishna, he became Gopa. He became a cowherd boy. He became a young man. And as I said, this is a very famous festival in Braj. There's a wonderful description of this in Srila Jiva Goswami's Sankopa Kopa Druma. The Sankopa Kopa Druma, which is also now sometimes known as Sankopa Kopa Briksha, it was written by Jiva Goswami. It's not to be confused. There's another book called Sankopa Kopa Druma, which is written by Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur. This is written by Jiva Goswami. It's quoted by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta. He says there are several books which are very important to achieve Krishna. And one of them is the Sankopa Kopa Druma. Just like if you take some cotton and you fluff it out, Jiva Goswami has collected all the pastimes in Siddhanta of Krishna in the 10th canto, and he's expanded it in the form of Gopal Champu. And then the Sankopa Kopa Druma is like a summary of the Gopal Champu. So I'd like to read you something from the first chapter, 11th verse. Jiva Goswami, first of all, speaks about the pastimes of Krishna. He says, Mulam jamadi lila shaskanda shan nitjalila ta sakas tatta ritu shlokaha phalam primumayi stiti. The root of the Kopa Briksha tree, the tree that fulfills all desires, is Krishna's pastimes that begin with his birth. That's the root. The trunk is his eternal pastimes, his nitjalila, and we've been speaking about Naimittik Leela, and his Nitya Leela, or his Prakat Leela and Uprakat Leela, the manifest and unmanifest Leela. Krishna's pastimes are always going on in the spiritual world, but these unmanifest pastimes are going on here. And the Vaishnavas, they want to hear, they want to meditate on this Mantra Pasani Moi Leela, which Bhaktivinoda Thakur speaks about in Harinam Chintamani. He says that Name Prasutito Hai Rupa Guna Karma, from the holy name, which is also mantra, comes all the pastimes of Krishna. So also this Bhagavatam, Sarva Vedanta Sadam, He Srimad Bhagavatam Ishvati. This Srimad Bhagavatam is also mantra. Every verse in the Bhagavatam is mantra. So this Mantra Pasana Moi Leela, we can see the pastimes of Krishna through these verses, like this verse we're reading today. And the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, some of them, they use this Mantra Pasani Moi to enter into the Swarasiki Moi Leela. And as we mentioned in the beginning, the Mantra Pasana Leela is like a still lake or like a photograph which doesn't move. But the Swarasiki Leela is like a river that's constantly flowing and the pastime evolves and so many things happen. So they enter into that Sarasiki Lila, they read Srimad Bhagavatam. They hear Srimad Bhagavatam. They worship Srimad Bhagavatam. And the pastimes appear before them. So, Jiva Goswami says that the root of this Kalpa Vriksha tree, the pastimes of Krishna beginning with his birth, he says the pastimes that take place in the different seasons, ritu means the seasons, ritu shloka, they're the branches that are described in this book, Sankalpa Kalpa Druma. And what is the fruit of that tree? Phalam premamayi sthiti. The fruit of that tree is love of God. So this is taken from chapter 1, text 91 to 113, which describe past Krishna's daily pastime of taking leave of his parents to take the cows out to pasture. This is what this verse is speaking about in the Bhagavatam we're reading, and it's what these songs are about also. So, as we were hearing, Krishna told Yashoda Ma, you dress me up like a cowherd boy, because now I'm going to go out with the boys, and we have to dress appropriately. When Krishna went to Mathura, what was one of the first things that he did? He went to the washerman and said, hey, give me some clothes. Now we're in the big city. When you go to the big city, you don't dress like a villager. People laugh at you. You want to dress up in some really fancy clothes and things. And that washerman, Archaya said, was a washerman for King Kamsa. He had Kamsa's clothes. So Krishna said, these clothes are just fitting for me and my friends, to have a good time here in the town. You should give them to us. And that washerman, he wasn't such a pious soul, although Vrindavan Das Thakur says that he actually performed austerities for thousands of births with the purpose of having darshan of Krishna. He performed austerities for thousands of births to be able to see Krishna. And then he got to see Krishna, but he couldn't appreciate Krishna. Because he wasn't simple. Because he hadn't taken shelter of the cows. He hadn't taken shelter of the Vaishnavas who come before Krishna. Bhakti stu bhagavad bhakti sangena pari jayate. Bhakti comes from the devotees. And Krishna says in the Adi Purana to Arjuna, ye me bhakta jana partha na me bhakta sate janaha. Those people who come to my temple and they want to worship me and they say they're my devotees. Krishna says, I have no idea who those guys are. They're not my devotees. But the devotees of my devotees, they're my real devotees. That's why we keep Śrīla Prabhupāda in front of Madan Mohan. And this is why some Vaishnavas, they say, why are you singing this Saṃsāra Dhāvanāda Līḍa Loka in the morning when you're doing artik to Radha Krishna? There's artik songs for Radha Krishna. This is a song for Guru. And Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they don't do like this. Why are you doing like this? Well, I say, please forgive me. This is the order of our Gurudev. This is the order of Śrīla Prabhupāda. So I follow. And why is Śrīla Prabhupāda telling us that? My personal meditation when I'm singing those prayers before Radha Madan Mohan is that I have no qualification to come to you, but I'm behind my Gurudev. I'm behind Śrīla Prabhupāda. And I feel that Śrīla Prabhupāda understood that he was our key to Radha and Krishna. And therefore he had the devotees sing this song every morning. Although some of his godbrothers didn't appreciate it. He said, why are you doing like this? We don't do this like this in our temples. But Prabhupada introduced this. We should think about it. Don't think sometimes that, oh, we're just new kids on the block and all these other Vaishnavas, they're so much more sophisticated and we should do something more sophisticated like they do and we should sing a different song in the morning. We have what Śrīla Prabhupada gave us. We have the instruction of our Gurudev. And Chaitanya Charitamrita describes Achajara Mata Jai Se Mata Sar. That instruction of our Gurudev, that's our life. That's our everything. We follow it, but we don't want to follow it blindly. We want to understand the purpose behind it. So Krishna was appealing to Mother Yashoda, please dress me up. I want to be dressed like my father. I want to be dressed like the big men now. So Mother Yashoda, she began to dress her Gopal up in such a wonderful way. She gave him a peacock feather and a jeweled flute and a golden stick, not just an ordinary wooden stick. And in this way, Krishna pleased everyone's eyes. And as Krishna was about to go out to the forest, Mother Yashoda, She brought an auspicious pot, just like we had last night on the altar, a kumbha, the coconut, Mother Yashoda brings like that, and she begins to do her little hula hula thing, and offer some arti to Krishna, some swastivachana, to take away any inauspiciousness. An interesting side note again, when we do Rath Yatra, and the devotees, they take a coconut, and they light some camphor, and they wave it in front of the deities, and you smash it on the ground. That coconut's not prasada. Please don't take it. It's considered very, very inauspicious. If there's something that's supposed to break by karma, by the cart or something, we break that coconut instead, and we chant swastivachana to have some auspiciousness, and we break the coconut to drive away that. It's not prasada. And if anybody from India sees you doing that, especially from Jagannath Puri, they're going to think, what are these guys doing? Is this supposed to be prasadam and you're throwing this prasadam down on the ground? You don't throw prasadam down on the ground. It's an interesting idea we have developed in ISKCON today. Anyway, Mother Yashoda, she started this with her coconut and her lamp. And Krishna, he was very, very eager. He was looking over and he's seeing the boys, and the boys are like, Krishna, come on, let's go. Krishna's looking at his mother and she's crying and offering his lamp. Krishna's looking back at his friends. And so finally Krishna folded his hands and he said, Mata, please, please, can I go? And then Mother Yashoda, she touched her gopal on the head. And nectar began to flow from her eyes and from her tears and milk from her breasts. And Mother Yashoda, she said, Kanu, today I'll go with you. You shouldn't go by yourself. Huh? I'll cook your lunch and I'll give it to you when it's still hot. I'll go out and we'll make a little fire. And I'll cook your lunch out there on the spot so you can have a nice hot lunch. What is it, packed lunch? Yeah. And then Krishna's kind of rolling his eyes. And the boys are like, oh, come on. It's the worst thing in the world if you want to go play with your friends and your mother comes with you. That's like, the only thing that's worse than that is you go on a honeymoon with your wife and you bring your mother along with you. That's the only thing that can be worse. Huh? So Mother Yashoda saw Krishna kind of rolling his eyes and she said, Krishna, why are you embarrassed? What's the problem? I'm your mother. Now, if you try to say that, Mata, you have to stay here and take care of the house, Mother Yashoda knows what Krishna's going to say, right? If you say that, then I'll say, Rohini can do that. It's no problem. She can stay back some days, and in other days, I'll go with you. And then Rohini can stay at home. And Krishna's saying, Mata, really, I want to go out with the boys. And Mother Yashoda's saying, why are you saying like that? Why should I stay at home, just bound up with these household duties? Why can't I go out with you to the forest? Ask the other people what they think. You're always wanting to go to the forest without your parents. So, don't be embarrassed. I'll go with you. And all the boys were becoming a little in anxiety. If Mother Yashoda comes, it's going to spoil everything. We won't be able to have any fun. How will we be able to wrestle with Krishna? Mother Yashoda is going to stop us. She won't let us wrestle with him. She won't let us do anything. Balaram saved the day. Balaram smiled, and he bowed to Mother Yashoda, and he spoke in a very gentle way. And Balaram said, Mata, if you and Bapa, you and Father, become young again, then it's appropriate. But look at Bapa, he has all this white hair. He's very elderly. It's not an appropriate thing for him. We're very, very young, and we like to go play in the forest. It's not hard work for us. Don't worry. Actually, the real reason we like to go to the forest, there's so many fruits to eat. Why is Balaram telling her that? Because he knows Mother Yashoda's huge anxiety is my son might starve to death if he doesn't eat for 10 minutes. Mother Yashoda's constantly coming with things for Krishna to eat. With so much love, Krishna can't say, he has to take. I just ate 10 minutes ago. No, but you must be hungry by now. Mata. Don't worry, there's so many fruits in the forest, and that's why we want to go there anyway. And then Balaram really clenched it. He said, actually, another reason I go to the forest is to kill the demons. And then I come back to Braj. That's my business, they're killing the demons. In other words, he wants to tell Mother Yashoda, don't worry, I'm here, I'm Balaram. and I can kill, I can take care of all these demons. No? So then all the ladies in the village there, they all began to cry, seeing this very, very sweet scene. And they told Mother Yashoda, "My, it's very auspicious. You should do your daily duties, and you should let your boy also begin to do his duties. He's a son of the king of the cowherd people, so he should go out and take care of the cows." And so then everybody blessed Gopal, and Mother Yashoda hugged Gopal, and she began crying. And then she let go of Gopal, and Gopal started to go, and Mother Yashoda grabbed him again and was hugging him. And Gopal was looking over at his friends, and Mother Yashoda would let go of him, and then she would grab him again, and let go of him, and grab him again. And this way Gopal was saying, "How am I going to get away from Mother? What's going on?" So Mother Yashoda, then she gave him so many instructions. She said, "Look, you stay with Balaram. And Balaram, you watch over her." And she told all the older boys, "You watch over him, Sridham. Don't let him out of your sight. You keep away from those demons. If you see any demons in you, immediately you run back here. And stay away from the Jamuna, where Kaliya, was his place is at." That's another story. So there was a discussion then. This talk was going on. Krishna wanted to go out and herd the cows. So they had a meeting in Vrindavan. And this is a wonderful lesson for us also in terms of community. The way that Braj worked, it's not like Stalinistic Russia or something, with my way or the highway, we say in America. But they would have meetings amongst all the villages. And although Nanda Maharaj was very senior and he would make the final decision, everybody would have a say. And this is a natural way to run things with Vaishnavas, with devotees, with artists. So they had this meeting, and all the senior people of Braj, they came together. And when Nanda Maharaj heard everybody speaking, "You know, you should let your boy go. He's been pushing for so long." Because as we were saying earlier, Krishna wanted to give darshan to all the deer, to all the trees of Braj. They couldn't move. They were feeling so sad. "We want to see Krishna. We want to see his pastimes." So Krishna orchestrated this pastime. He came to this Poganda Leela and said, "Now it's Gopastami. I want to go out all over Vrindavan." And this way he gave his darshan to everyone. And so the cowherd people, before this happened, they were speaking to Nanda Maharaj in this assembly. They said, "You should let him go. Is he going to be a little boy forever and ever? He should go out with the other boys his age. They should take care of the cows. They should have some responsibility. Not that he should just play forever and ever." When Nanda Maharaj heard all them speak, he began to cry. And his throat became choked up, and he couldn't say anything. Krishna understood the love of his father. And Krishna also began to cry, although he was also smiling. And he said, "Papa, there's no danger in the forest of Braj. And even though the cows, they come back on their own, it's not even necessary for us to go and take care of them. But still, we like to go out, and the real reason is we like to play." And then Krishna folded his hands and he said, "Bapa, please, please let me go to the forest. Let me take care of the cows." And seeing how eager he was, Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda, they finally agreed. And the Brahmins, they chanted some Swasti Vachana mantras. "Om Swasti Nam," so many mantras. And the people of Braj, they all came out of their houses and they all accompanied Krishna to the edge of the forest. And when Krishna first came out, Jiva Goswami says, you could see the cows in the distance. And at first the cows didn't come. Krishna was some distance away. But then when Krishna and the boys came a little closer and the cows saw them approaching, then all the cows, thinking they were just like their own calves, because they were feeding Krishna for 1 year, they all came running to Krishna and mooing. And the boys, they began making different songs, playing their pipes, their flutes, and their bugles. And they began to follow Krishna. And it said in Sankalpa Kalpa Druma that the cows, they followed behind Krishna. Now, we've been making a point about how Krishna goes behind the cows. And Mother Yashoda asked Krishna this thing. Yadavendra Das sings this song, asking Krishna to stay behind the cows. When did Krishna switch? We'll come to that in a moment. It's an interesting point. They were following the fragrance of Krishna's body. and the cows began to go behind him. And then all the people of Braj, they also just started following along too. The cows are going, and all the elderly cowherd people, the ladies, and the whole village just started following Krishna out. Krishna became a little in anxiety about that. He's looking at his friends, what are we going to do? How are we going to have our pastimes? So Krishna turned back to them and said, please. And then they began to cry. And the throats became choked up. And then Nanda Maharaj gave some more instructions to his boy. Don't go hungry. You have this lunch. They're carrying your lunch for your servants, Ruttuk and Patruk. They're coming with your lunch. If you get hungry, you just stop and eat something right away. Watch out for the thorns. Yes, Father, I know to watch out for the thorns. And be careful. Don't, the big cows. Yes, Father, I know about the big cows. They're giving the same instructions over and over again. And then finally, Krishna begins to go. And all the Rijbasis, they're just standing and watching Krishna. Krishna bowed down before them, and he went deep into the forest. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur describes this scene also. This is a nice mantra pasana moy picture you can have in your mind. And it's Krishna Bhavanamrita. He says there, Madhicheda Rujo Nubhava Kamaho Cheta Priyana Matas Tanitva nija sanga eva vipinam yamiti yate haro konasya visayo nyayajanu nayas tesham drisavishma tu swasva vashma bir eva samskriti vasamukto pamaste visham. As Krishna was going into the forest, he was thinking, those who love me, they feel sad when I leave. So let me take their minds with me. And he did so. But the Brijbasi's eyes, they were thinking, what other objects do we have to look at except for Krishna? And so the Brijbasi's eyes also followed Krishna. Their eyes went with Krishna, and their minds went with Krishna. And chitta also means their hearts went with Krishna. And Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says, in this way, when they returned to their homes, they were like liberated souls that maintained their bodies just as some external custom. They weren't even aware of their bodies. Their hearts and minds are with Krishna. Because Krishna, he's Churagadanya. He's a great thief. And Krishna Das Kabras Goswami describes in a wonderful verse in his writings, Gokulai Gokulam Ninye Gokulam Gokulai Haran Gokulam Gokulastrinam Gokulai Gokuleshvara. It's a wonderful poem, isn't it? Can I do that again? Is that okay? Gokulai Gokulam Ninye Gokulam Gokulai Haran Gokulam Gokulastrinam Gokulai Gokuleshvara. The Lord of Gokul drove his cows. Gokul means to drive the cows. As he entered Gokul, stealing the senses, Gokula, of the young girls of Gokul, and the eyes of the people of Gokul. This is Krishna. Krishna herds the cows because the cows are Udipana. Udipana means something which reminds us of Krishna, and there's a special kind of sweetness there. The gopis of Vrindavan, they don't go directly to Krishna, but they worship goddess Katyayani, who Vishnu says is Yoga Maya Devi. Or they worship Gopeshwar Mahadev. And if you go to Gopeshwar Mahadev to this day, you can see there's some fingerprints on his body where the gopis were crying and holding on to Gopeshwar Mahadev. Or they worship Surya Dev. There's some go-between between them and Krishna because there's some sweetness in that way. So Krishna's pastimes in Braj are always involved with the cows. And I'd like to read you something that we're translating now. I think this is the first time we spoke this in public, from a little-known book called Vaidagya Dulas by someone in the line of Baladeva Vidyabhushan. His name is Manohar Das. Maharaj, you know about Manohar Das. He stayed in his bhajan kuta, that tree, that big tree right there is where he used to do his bhajan. Manohar Das was a very amazing Siddha Vaishnav, Siddha Mahatma. It said that he would see the pastimes of Radha and Krishna in his chanting. and he was chanting 3 lakhs a day. Once, it was during the winter in Brugge, and in Brugge, it gets really cold. It's worse than Germany. And you may say, it's definitely not worse than Germany. The temperature here is so much lower. It's worse. It's worse because in Germany, everything is heated. Your car is heated, your house is heated, the shops are heated, the buses are heated, everything is heated. You have no problem. But in Brugge, there's no heat. Everything is cold. So one wealthy man from Delhi came there and he saw Manohar Das and he offered him a kumbhal, a blanket. Please, Baba, you take this, it's so cold. And Manohar Das said, what? You think I'm a sense enjoyer? I'm not here to enjoy my senses and have a party or something. I'm here to do nam bhajan. Go away. And he began his chanting. And he entered into samadhi, oblivious to everything around him. And that wealthy merchant that time thought, this is my chance. And he wrapped the blanket around the body of Manohar Das. And Manohar Das was absorbed in seeing the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. And suddenly, something happened and he started feeling his body and he felt hot. And he couldn't understand what's going on. And he came to external consciousness and he saw that person and put the blanket around him. And he became very annoyed. This was about 2 o'clock in the morning in the winter in Vrindavan. And he's sitting on the bank of Govinda Kund, and he thought, my body? You're trying to enjoy sense gratification, aren't you? You have so many demands for me, so you should be punished. So he jumped into the water of Govinda Kund in the middle of January. In the middle of the night, to punish his body. So anyway, by Dhabi Las, is a wonderful book. He's very serious about his nam bhajan. By Dhabi Las is a wonderful book which is full of quotations from different Goswami literatures. And in the 3rd chapter, he calls it Sri Radhika Gocharna Leela. The pastime of Radharani herding the cows. Because the cows take part in all the pastimes of Krishna in Braj. So he begins this with an invocation from a verse written by Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. Kunjat goshtam nisante pravisati kurute dohana nasadyaman prata sayancha lilam virhati sakibi sangade charayangaha madhyane chata natam dilasati vipene radhaya daparane goshtam yati prodashe ramayati surido yasa Krishna Vatanaha. May Krishna, who at the end of the night goes from the forest to the cowherd village, who in the morning and evening performs the pastime of milking the cows and taking his meal, who herds the cows and plays with his friends at the time of milking, who at noon and night plays in the forest with Radha, and who in the afternoon goes back to the village and in the evening gives joy to his friends, may he be pleased with us. Krishna herds the cows because it gives some way to connect with all the Brijbasis. It gives him a way to connect with the elderly gopis during his Komara Leela. It gives him a way to connect with his cowherd boyfriends. It gives him a way to connect with Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda. Bapa, let me do this service for you. Why should you do this? And it gives him an opportunity to connect with the gopis. The gopis, when Krishna comes out to milk the cows, they go running to tell Radharani, hey, Krishna's come out to herd the cows. And sometimes the gopis are going there to watch. And sometimes Krishna's going to herd the cows. He's walking along with his friends. He's observed, now I'm going to milk the cows. And Krishna sees Radharani. And he goes over to the first cow and he starts milking a bull. It's a bull, not a cow. And Krishna's milking it. Don't ask about that. But Krishna's milking the bull because he's just looking at Srimati Radharani. And it adds some flavor to the pastimes. One day, shortly after meeting with Krishna, Srimati Radharani began to think of the imminent separation from Krishna. Manohar Das, he's written this in Bengali Paya, and I really relish it. I'd like to sing some of these. You can chant Hare Krishna in response. Radharani is thinking to herself, Sakka Sange Prana Nata Jabe Mochana Ita Kala Kipo Hila Rasuna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Darshan, and very soon the Lord of my life is going to go out and herd the cows with his friends, Sakasange. Etakala Kikori Rabashunya Bhavana. I won't be able to see him for a long time. Kikori Yajabi Mura E Bahukal. How can I pass such a long time? I may not be able to see him for 1 or 2 hours. Yugaitam Nimishina. Chakshisha Pravishaitam, Shunyaitam Jagatsarvam, Govinda Vidahaname. For the gopis, Govinda Vidahaname, just a moment in separation from Govinda seems like many, many yugas of time. Huh? And Srimati Radharani, she says, Kikori Ajami Mora, Ebahukala, Nari Kori Abodadi. Seeing my Prananath, Sham Sundar. Nari Kori Abhoda Vidhi, Gatala Janjala. Why have you made me take birth as a female, as a girl? Sakha Hotam, Jari Sangi, Rahitama. Radharani was thinking like this. Now it's a modern thought, people are thinking like that, but long, long before all of that. Srimati Radharani, she was thinking, if I could just become a boy, then I could go with Krishna, I could be with my Lord, I could fulfill my desire. And if this doesn't happen, Chirakala Duke Kevala Moradina Gitna, my whole life is just going to be spent crying in separation. So thinking like this, Srimati Radharani decides, I've got to go. I've got to go. I can't stay back. I have to go with Krishna. He's going to herd the cows. How can I tolerate being without him? So I should take permission first from the sakis, from the gopis, to go grazing the cows so that I can be with Krishna and see these pastimes. So the gopis, when they hear that, Parihasa Mani Kori Saki Hamsa Kori, they think, sure, Radharani, they laugh. That's very good. Yeah, you should go. You should make friends with the cowherd boys. That'd be a good thing. You should go and graze the cows. It seems so outrageous. Srimati Radharani is going to go and herd the cows. She's going to go with a bunch of boys and do like that. Oh, yeah, sure. Go right ahead. They said, jao, jao, nilambiti, nahi prayojan, go, don't delay. Krishna's leaving, you should go with him. And Radharani says, toma lai, yes, you're right, I have to go. And then, I have to do this right away. And then the sakis all of a sudden understood, she's actually serious. She'll really do it. They said, you can't do this. You're a princess. You're the son of, you're the daughter of Vrishabhanu Maharaj. You can't go and do things like this. But Radharani, she doesn't listen. So then the gopis, they try telling her, look, you can't do this. You know, if you go there, Balaram's going to be there. Now, Srimati Radharani, when Balaram is around, she becomes very, very shy. This is one reason why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Jagannath Puri, he would have darshan from the Garuda Stambha. Because they say, I don't know, I haven't been inside the temple, but they say that from the Garuda Stambha, you're looking at Jagannath, you can't see Balaram or Subhadra. You can only see Jagannath. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Radha Bhava Dyuti Suvalitam Nam Krishna Surupam, is Krishna in the mood of Srimati Radharani, standing and just wanting to see Dvibhuj Muralidhar, Sham Sundar. And he saw Jagannath as Vrindavan Bihari, the flute player. And he didn't see Balaram and Subhadra, because when Srimati Radharani sees Balaram, she becomes very, very shy. So the gopis are telling Radharani, you can't do that. You can't, Bam is going to be there. And not only that, when they saw that Radharani still wasn't convinced, he said, what about Jatila, your mother-in-law? What's going to happen with her? And Srimati Radharani becomes quiet. In the meantime, Vrinda Devi, who orchestrates everything, she sent a young boy whose name was Bhattu, better known as Madhu Mangal. And he came there with his bosom friend, Subal. And they came to understand about Radharani's unhappiness. And Madhu Mangal, he said, Shri Radha Govinda Suke Deham Mana Prad. Krishna Ganadesh Deepika as being a Priya Narma Sakas, very intimate cowherd boys. And sometimes they're present when Radha and Krishna are present together. And Bhattu Madhu Mangal, he said, Shri Radha Govinda Sukh Deha Mana Pran, my life is the happiness of Radha and Govinda. Baladuka Nahi Pau Habi Samadhan. So if they're unhappy, then I can't have any happiness. He said, but I have some solution. You see here with me, this is Subal. And Subal is a solution to the whole problem. Subal can dress up like you and stay behind. And you dress up like Subal. And don't worry about Balaram, Madhu Mangal said. We'll protect you. Not only myself, but there's other Priyanama Sakas. Arjun is there. And others will be by your side. And no one will know anything about it. When Srimati Radharani heard this, she became so happy. Very, very good. And at that time, all the Sakis, Saki Gana, Roti, Tabi, Bolite, Lagi, they all began to cry. The Sakis, Radharani, you can't leave us. You can't go and become a cowherd boy. We'll all go and become cowherd boys. And if you become a cowherd boy, then we're all going to become cowherd boys. And this indirectly speaks about something else. And what is that? Gauralila. When all the associates of Srimati Radharani, they came in male forms to associate with Srimati Radharani, who's Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. Krishna had come in the mood of Radharani. Radha and Krishna had combined together. Duitina Prashtadesha Rahi Sakalair. They all had two or three sets of clothes. Radharani, she gave her clothes to Subal. And it's described that Govinda Krishna, Goshtadesha Sri Radha Govinda Karina, Krishna personally dressed Radharani up like a cowherd boy. This is the beginning of deity worship. And it gives a very wonderful description of how Srimati Radharani looked. Katite Nilada Mashtake Mohana Chuda. Around the Radharani's waist, dhoti, and they took her hair and made a top knot on top. They put some nupura, some boys' nupura. Nupura is ankle bells. The boys also have ankle bells and brooches. They put some ankle bells on their feet and put a nice garland around her neck. And they dressed Srimati Radharani up like a cowherd boy. They put a blue lotus in her right hand, and in the left hand she had a stick. For herding the cows. And in this way, Srimati Radharani very happily entered into the group of cowherd boys. Shri Radhika Desha Deki Govinda Vibor. Krishna was very impressed. when he saw Srimati Radharani's dress like this. Saki Adi Sabaneti Bahi Prema Loy. But the gopis, they began to cry. And then Subal, he put on Radharani's dress. And he winked at Krishna. Now I'm Radharani. Krishna said, yeah, great. And then at that time, there was one very young gopi who was present there. She was a kinkri, a maidservant. Sakale ganisha kingari kandi kai Srirani ka sangeyam kare se
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Youngest of all those maidservants whose name was Krishna Kunda, I mean, who's doesn't say the name, but the youngest of all those kinkaris, she began to cry. I have to go with Radharani. She Radhika Sangiyami Jabe Sainish Choi. Huh? And Radharani, when she heard her crying, she turned to her and she said, She Radha Bolina Mora Sangi Eka Chai. Now he come the Sangi Lover. Don't cry. She said, I'll take you with me. She said, there's another extra set of clothes. Subal had another set. I'll dress you coming with me. And so she changed the dress of that young kinkari. And they went to the house of Nanda Maharaj. And all the boys came out, and Subal was also there, dressed as Srimati Radharani, watching to see what was going to happen with all of this. So inside of Nanda Maharaj's house, all the cowherd boys are very, very busy, getting ready to go out and herd the cows. They're all carrying their horns and sticks and things. And then Mother Yashoda and Wahini, suddenly they notice Subal. Look at Subal. Doesn't Subal look wonderful today? Now, usually they don't pay very much attention to Subal. They pay attention to Krishna, or rather. But today, Subal, you look so wonderful. And then Mother Munga said, I think we need to go now. It's time we should get going. Before Mother Yashoda got to give Subal an embrace and find out that, Subal, you feel a little different today. Babu Mother Munga said, we shouldn't delay. Let's go, let's go. Govinda with Radharani started first. And then all the cowherd boys, they started arranging the cows. And there's so many boys and so many cows. And it's described here. Apanara Juta Krishna Vahira Koriya Yadunoy Pashyate Dagana
Krishna
Viyakola
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Now, we just heard from Jiva Goswami in Sokopa Kopa Druma that Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda saying, Krishna, you stay in front of the cows, right? And the cows were, actually Mother Yashoda, excuse me, saying you go behind them. But Krishna went ahead of them and all the cows were following along behind him. But here it said that Krishna sent his cows ahead of him and he stayed at the back with Subal. Was actually Srimati Radharani. And this is why Krishna likes to come behind the cows. Because sometimes Srimati Radharani is dressed up like Subal and she's coming along. So Krishna took permission from his parents to go. He said, don't worry. Pita mata sakalera vinayati kori nayanera seva mui asi tora kori. I'll be right back. When I come back, I'll do the puja for Lord Narayan. They have a deity of Lord Narayan in their house. Don't worry. I'll do the puja. And then he gave a little wink to Subal, Radharani. And with Radharani dressed like Subal, they started off in the forest. And as they were going, all the cows, they made a very wonderful sound. Divya Sringa Gogana sound, mooing very loudly. And then Krishna turned to Srimati Radharani, dressed as Subal. He said, you should drive the cows now. And you should Godana Chal, you should call them Davali, Shamali, Boli, Avana, Kalu, you should call the names of the cows. And Srimati Radharani, she kind of tried a little bit. At this point, Manohar Das, he quotes Rupa Goswami's Ujjalila Mani. Pishangi mani kastani pranata shringi pindekshane mridanga muki dumalesa bali hansi vansi priye iti swasura bikulam mohur udirna hihi jvani vidira gattam avayan harati handa chittam hari. To the cows that were straying away, Krishna constantly calls out, Pishangi, Manikasani, Pranata Shringi, Pinga Dikshana, Mridanga Muki, Dumala, Shabali, Hamsi, Vamsi, Priya, He says, by this calling, Krishna has stolen my heart. And Radharani, she was kind of, she'd never heard of cows before. What is she supposed to? She was kind of standing with a stick. She didn't know what to do. And then Madhu Mangal jumped up and said, hey, watch me. And the stick, and he started driving the cows like this. And Srimati Radharani just smiled very softly. Midu Manda. Midu means in very, very sweet, softly. Midu Manda Hansi Radha Baliti Lajja way. In a very lajja, very shy way. She saw Vaishani Krishna Mahasukapai. And when Krishna saw that very gentle, shy smile of Srimati Radharani, Krishna became very, very pleased. And then Madhu Mangal started causing trouble. He's good at that. Bhatu bole, hey, I deka Kalindi Chali Jai. He said, hey, look, Kalindi is going away. Radharani, take a stick, go get the cow, bring him back. And Radharani, she kind of took a couple steps and she didn't know what to do. She took a couple steps and she just stood there and she came back and she was smiling again. And the maidservant who'd gone along with her, and she spoke to Radharani. Hamsi hamsi dasi bole, jiva na charane, bora vipa dambila adasi, gochurane. She came over to Radharani, she said, actually, just taking care of the cows is not very easy. This is very difficult work. Meanwhile, while all this was going on, Subal was back in the house of Nanda Maharaj. And Mother Yashoda decided on that day to just show Subal, and show Radharani, excuse me, how much love she had for her. And Radharani, we have some new clothes for you, and we want to dress you up in a very special way. And Subal said, that's okay, I don't need it, I accept whatever. No, we should dress you up with some very nice things. And just at that time, Jatila came there. And Subal became really panicked then. Jatila's definitely going to recognize that I'm not Radharani. What am I going to do? And meanwhile, while all this is going on, Madhu Mangal became very, very bad. He's with Krishna and Srimati Radharani. And Madhu Mangal, he turned to Srimati Radharani and he told her this. Ladu deha nahi muni baladeva daki daka mangi muka kori rada abhi kaki kori.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
This is the beginning of the mafia, actually. And Madhu Mangal is about to blackmail Srimati Radharani. He turned to her and said, Ladu deha, give me a ladu, or I'm going to tell Balaram who you are. And Srimati Radharani kind of froze. She didn't know what to do. Tate bhikti mukha shobha krishna kori pa mahasukha pa nada dasi
pa. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
At that time, Krishna, when he saw the look on Srimati Radharani's face, Krishna drank that look with his eyes. He got so much pleasure from Radharani looking so afraid. Oh no, he's going to go and tell Balaram, what am I going to do? So then Srimati Radharani looked at her maidservant. Ingita paiya seha, patuke ladu dila, ladu pai anande, patu machi te lo dila.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.
maidservant. Just, and the maidservant understood the look without a word being spoken. And then he took a lathi and gave it to Madan Mangal. They made the blackmail payment. And then Madan Mangal began to dance. And he got his lathi. He was very, very happy. And then Krishna, he called for Balaram. He said, "Hey, Balai, why don't you take care of the cows? You take the boys. I'm going to go with my friend Subal in the forest for a little while. And we'll be right back with you a little bit later." And so then Balaram took care of the boys and the calves, and they all went away. And Manohar Das concludes the story. Shri Vaishnava Para Padma Sada Koryas Adada Vilasa Koryas Manohar Das. Always desiring the lotus feet of all the Vaishnavas, Vaidagya Vilasa Kohi Manohara Das. This Manohara Das sings this Vaidagya Vilasa. So this is Sri Radhika Gochana Leela. Radharani also goes to herd the cows because the cows are Udipana and Braj. For all the different rasas, there's Krishna's a little baby, Krishna with his friends as a young boy, Krishna with his parents, and Krishna with Srimati Radharani and the gopis. This is why Krishna herds the cows. Because the cows give him some connection with the gopis. They give him some identity. This is his identity, the son of Nanda Maharaj. I'm also a cowherd boy. I'm one of the boys. He has his identity being with the friends. He has his identity being very greedy for all the milk products with the gopis as a little baby. And he has this identity of herding the cows so that he can go out every day to the forest to herd the cows. And every day he makes some different excuse to the boys. "You know, I think I'm just going to go for a little walk for a few minutes. You guys just wait here. I'll be right back." And then Krishna goes to Suryakund. Or he goes to Radhakund. And he goes someplace to meet Srimati Radharani. And the cows facilitate all of that. In the same way, the cows facilitate Krishna's appearance, the same way the Vaishnavas also facilitate the appearance of Krishna. And as we've been saying repeatedly, when the cows come, we know Krishna's coming behind, and Radharani's with him there also. And when the Vaishnavas come, we also know Krishna's coming. For those persons who are very, very simple, like the cows. So I don't know what time it is, but I have a feeling we're either over time or it's about time.
2 o'clock.
Let's see. Yeah, we're just a little over time. So, I was hoping to have... Actually, I'll just say, do we have a few minutes, Prabhuji?
The next program will be 2:30 with the parade. Okay. The devotees will leave at 2:30. So it's good the devotees get a little time in between.
Okay, so if anybody needs to go, they can do that. So Gaura Hari Prabhu doesn't become angry with me. You don't want Gaura Hari Prabhu angry with you. He looks very gentle and sweet, but he's dangerous. This is something I like very much, and we do Krishna Katha. It's not a class. But Parasparanam Kathanam Pavanam Bhagavad-gita. The 11th canto of the Bhagavatam describes it. It's Paraspara. This is a different function. The class is in the university. The sermon's in the church. But Krishna Katha means Paraspara. There should be back and forth amongst the devotees. Meaning there should be some reflections, there should be some... This reminded me of this other story that I heard. Or I really like this particular point. I want to keep this in my heart. So I'd like to ask the Vaishnavas present here today if you have some reflections to share with me to help some paraspara. Anybody have anything? It's also encouraging to me because it helps me to understand that not everybody was asleep during the time. You have something?
I just didn't understand why Krishna is walking in the front sometimes.
Although, why Krishna sometimes
walking
in the front?
Walk in the back,
I only found one description of that in Sankalpa Kopa Druma. When Krishna first was herding the cows on Gopasthani Day, he saw the cows in the distance, and the cows came to him. And the cows, they just wanted to be with Krishna. And they wouldn't move until Krishna started going. Okay. And then they followed Krishna's fragrance. So apparently, after some time, the cows got used to the idea, Krishna's with us and he's behind. And maybe he's with Subal, or maybe it's not Subal, or somebody else. And Krishna goes behind. Mother Yashoda's asking him to stay behind. Anything else? Anybody with any reflections? Anything that you appreciated, you liked particularly? You want to remember, remind you of something else?
I like that point, how the minds of all the Braj Basis go out with Krishna. Remind me how Maharaj this morning, he said that while we're doing our daily activities, we should be hearing and chanting and remembering Krishna.
We want Krishna to steal our mind and our heart. He's Manohar. He'll steal our mind and our heart, just like he stole the mind and hearts of the Braj Basis. So when we read these pastimes, we want to have this Mantrapasana. We want to see these pastimes actually take place. It may happen. Our minds have become stolen also. Thank you. That's a nice reflection. Anybody else, something that you like, Prabhuji?
I like how different devotees of Krishna, they fight for Krishna's attention.
A lot of different devotees, they're trying to get Krishna's attention. And Krishna's reciprocating with each one of them. And he's using the cows to do that also. Thank you. Anybody else in Madhuri?
I like very much you just said that this Devaki, Krishna came from Devaki, from
the mind of Vasudeva.
Yes, Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, it was from the heart of Maharaj,
yeah.
And
Yashoda. Yeah, I like
that. I didn't notice this before, it's so amazing.
Jiva Goswami describes that in Gopal Champu about the heart, and the Bhagavatam describes from the mind of Vasudeva, the mind of Vasudeva. Krishna Kunya, something?
I really like the statement from Vishwa Acharya Thakur that the Braj Basis, that some say that the Braj Basis are charmed by Krishna, but in actual
it's not
true. Krishna.
Krishna is charmed by them.
Completely charmed by them. And I love these songs between Krishna and Mother Yashoda, that conversation. I think it's just so very sweet. And that how Krishna actually managed to live. He finally managed to live. But what it took and the kind of intense attachment to him.
You know, when I grew up, I always liked Peter Pan. And Peter Pan is a little boy who goes to Never Never Land, and he never grows up. And he's just a little boy forever. And we should all become like Peter Pan. And we should go to Goloka Vrindavan in the form of Krishna Katha and just never grow up. And who cares about this? Who cares about all the problems in the world? Who cares if Trump wins another election or not? Who cares if Brexit works or not? Who cares about all these things? There's Krishna Katha. We don't have to grow up. We can be little boys. It's our whole life and just enjoy Krishna Katha. We should be like that. I think that spirit of Peter Pan we find in Krishna Katha. Anything else from anybody?
I never thought it in this way, but I like this connection that cow is actually there, udipan of Krishna. And it's have completely different weight now for me. I mean, before I heard that peacock feather, it's the udipan of Krishna, or I don't know, fluid. But never thought that the cow
was
actually also
deeper. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he went to the place known as Radhadesh in West Bengal, and he saw the cows there, he became stunned in ecstasy because he remembered Vrindavan. So yeah, those cows are udipana. There's many Hindus who worship cows, and I could tell you so many things about Panchagavya and cow urine and how it heals everything, and how ladies, if they want to get pregnant, they should smell the urine from the bowl. And there's so many different things like that you can say about the cows, which are practical. Do you know many, many things? It's a problem for vegetarians to get enough B vitamins. But if you touch cow dung with your hands, the B vitamins comes into your body just by touching it. Cows are amazing. They're just magical, wonderful creatures. But we don't want to speak about all those things. I mean, sometimes we might be having a different kind of discussion. But we like to hear about Krishna and the cows. We want to hear how the cows are udipana, how they're inspiring everybody and reminding them of Krishna. It's not just a Hindu thing that we're worshipping the cows for some piety or something. Thank you for that. Okay, So we should stop there. Thank you all very much. Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
Srila Veda Bhaktavinda ki
jai.
Shri Krishna Janmashtami Mahamahotsava ki
jai.
Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohanju ki
jai.
Go Premanandi Pancha Prabhupada Vishcha Pipa Sundu Veda Champatita Namapada Yuga Vaishnavi Namo Namaha Nanakori Vaishnavi Namo Namaha.